The Rashi says, Hakol Moed in B'yayim L'Yishra, somebody says to his wife at night time, here's your get, Kishetetzecham Menatika. The get should be good when the sun comes up. So if he says a lashon of Likishetetze, when the sun comes up in the morning, for sure what he meant to say is, L'chinafka Kamar. When the sun rises in the morning, that's when the get should be good. But not before, the get is no good before. Trashi, therefore, Lamamor says, V'chimayis Balayla, have a get liyachamisa. If the husband dies that night, then the get would not be good. Because the husband said clearly, the get should first be in the morning when it gets light. That's the lashon of likishetetze. That everybody agrees. What about the husband says lashon of al menas shetetze chama menatika? He says al menas. He doesn't say lashon likish when it comes up. He says, I'm giving you a get now at night time, that the get like should be chal al menas, that the sun comes up in the morning. So then we say mi'ach shev komalo. Then for sure the husband meant the get should be chal right now, just with the condition that the sun comes up the next morning. Why? The Amarav Hu Namarav Koloimir Al Menas is Koima Miach Shev Domi. Whoever says the words of Al Menas, that's like you said Miach Shev Domi. So for sure then the get takes place right now at night time, just the condition the sun has come up the next morning. So even though the husband died at night, still the get would be good. Loi Nechlako, where is the Amachlaikis? Ela b'im teitzei. When the husband uses the lashon of im teitzei, if the sun will come up, that ma sablo k'rab yosei diyama zmanay shal shtar mechiyecholov. When you say lashon of im, then it depends. If you have the date inside the shtar, that's what yosei svar to say. Really, as if you said mehayim from today. Ve'evolei k'mayim imesi. As if you said the words mehayim imesi, which is k'mayachshav imesi. It's as if you said the words mayachshav. So then, of course, even though the husband dies in between the 12 months, still the ma'aseh of the get is kosher. Because if he says lashon of bi'im, and you have today's date, that's where Rabbi Yossi swore to say the get is good. And ma'ar lo sabak Rabbi Yossi. And our Mishnahs know we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'avalei ki'im na'aseh greater. Even though it's a lashon of im, it's a regular ki'im na'aseh, if he dies, which means to say, Rashi Ramin Liel, to li'acha misa hu. He meant to say that afterwards. Mm-hmm. That if he does not return back after the 12 months, that's when the get should first be chal. That's the machlokes, the Mishnah, and the Rabbi Seinu Shetiru. But then the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Kisvu tunu get liishti, sim loy bosim ikan gud vishchodesh, kisvu. The Mishnah says, what? If the cipher writes the get first, so it's a machloikis. The Tanakhama says it's no good, and the Gracious says it is kosher. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Yemel, Rabbi Ashi, Lay Muksav, Rabbi Yes, let's say Rabbi Yes, he holds, Ksav get al Tanai kosher. That any time you write the get, even though there was a condition involved, the condition is only in the Nesinas I get. But the Ksivas I get, the husband is not matvid. Whenever the cipher writes the get, it's good at all times. Maybe that's strong, Rabbi Yes. See, even though here this husband said the get should first be after Yud Beis Chodesh, still if the cipher wrote the get right away, it's kosher. Maybe all over it's that way. So Gemara says, Loi, no, that's not the Shang Rabbi Yosi. Le'yolam, really, I tell you, Eimaloch, Posel. Rabbi Yosi also agrees that if the husband says to write the get after the Yud Beis Chodesh, so the get is Posel if it's written before. There's Akpod of the Baal that should be done after. So why over here does Rabbi Yosi say if the cipher wrote it early, it's kosher? For Shani Yochi, here it's different. Because the husband should have said, if I do not come back within 12 months, then you should write the get. That's what he should have said. Then for sure he would say, it's makbah that the ksiva should be done later. But, kisvu tenu. But since he said, v'yama, but he said first, kisvu tenu. And then he said the condition, im loy bosi, hochi kom. This is what the husband meant to say. Kisvu meyachshav. If you want, you can write the get from right now. Or to know, what am I makbid upon giving it? Im lagosi, I'm makbid that the get should not be given over unless I don't return within 12 months. That's Rabbi Yosi Svaro. Only because here he said the word kisvu first, but if he wanted to say the word kisvu first, Rabbi Yosi would also agree it'd be possible. But for Rabbanin, there's no difference. Whichever way you say, the Rabbanin hold his hakpada. Since the husband made a condition to get you first be after Yud Beis Chodesh, that the get has to be written also after Yud Beis Chodesh. Pana Rabbanu, learn like this. What's going to be if the husband tells his wife, Liyach HaShvua? like I want to get to be if I do not return after Shemitah. Shua means the years of Shemitah. So what does it mean to say, how much after Shemitah is it called the Tanai? Sumara says Shana, he means 1 year. A person says after Shemitah means the whole 8th year. If the whole 8th year passes by and still he does not come back, that's the Kima of Tanai. What about the husband says, Liyacha Shana? If I do not return after the year, then the get should be good. What's called after the year? Chodesh. You have to wait 1 month. 1 more month after the year, that's called like a year, and that's called he did not come back. What about if the husband says, Liyacha Chodesh, if I do not return after a month? What's called after a month? Shabbos, 1 week. 1 week is called after the month. What about Liyacha Shabbos Mai? The husband says the get should be if I do not return after the Shabbos. How many days after the Shabbos is still called after the Shabbos? So Yosef Rab Zera Kaimed Rab Asi. The Yamrilo and some say no, it was Rab Asi Kaimed Rab Yechanan. Rab Asi sat down in front of Rab Yechanan. Okama, they said like this, you should know, Chad Bishabo Utrei Utloso Bosa Shabbata. The first day, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is still called after Shabbos. Arbo V'chamish Yomali Shabbata, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's considered Kaimed Shabbata. Before the next Shabbos. So if the husband said, if I do not return after Shabbos, how many days does he mean after Shabbos? The first 3 days. If he doesn't return by Tuesday, then the get is good. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yoima Liyachar HaRegel, his husband says, here's a get if I do not return after Yom Tov. Shloshim Yoim, he meant to say, what's called after Yom Tov? 30 days. Sumar says, Nofek Rabbi Chir went out. Yosef Nofer went out and Dorsher Mishmei the Rebbe. He said over this halacha in the name of Rebbe that was that La'acha Regel means 30 days. For Kosu, so Rashi says they praise the means Yofer Mata Devadi Yichidoy Yomra, because only Yochad has said this. We don't paskin like this. But then later Rebbe went out and Mishmei the Rabbim, and he dashed this in the name of a Rabbim as if to say we talk a paskin like this. For like Kosu, and they did not praise him. Alma, what do we see? Less hilchas akavosei. Then this psak we do not paskin like them. That we do not paskin acharego means lamid yayim. Therefore, when you said a beloshin yochid, good. But if you say beloshin rabna, people think that's the psak that they didn't like. Hadrin alecho mishochso. Mishnah says hazoyrik get liishtoi. If the husband throws the get to his wife, fihi betoich beisa. She's inside her house. Her house that she has from Nichse Nelug, that she owned this house from before she was married, so she still owns it now also. Or else, she has the chutz, her own yard, that she owns. Yes, I raise them agresious. Even though the Torah says, v'nosan biyodo, which would mean the get has to reach her hand, we'll see in the Gemara, we dash and lav davki in her hand, but if it was, then it could be in her property. As long as the get comes into her property, she's also agresious. What about Zorak lo b'toich besoi? If the husband threw her the get when she was in his house, or she was in his yard, even if the husband is there with her in the same bed, and the get comes into that bed, still ain't a megareshes. She's not megareshes. Because she does not own the bed. It's not her reshus. She's in her husband's house. So therefore, the get did not come to her. Therefore, she's ain't a megareshes. What about the l'teicheka? You throw the get into her lap, even though she right now is in her husband's house, and it's not called her property. But if the get comes into her hand, pshita, she's megareshes. And even into her lap, it's also good. Or the ter kalso, something she wears, like on her head, Rashi says, that's a basket that the nashim carry, wear, that they have the needles inside it. So since it's like something she's wearing that's all considered like in her, therefore the locher is a razor megareshes. Therefore, it's considered a good get. Tomorrow says, Minohanimili. How do we know these Yisoidis? How do we know that a get is good in our own chutz or in our own rishus? The Tanur Rabbanim, we learn like this. The pasuk says, V'no san biyoda. So, ein liyela yoda. Pasha, the Torah means you have to give a get into your wife's hand. V'no san biyoda, it has to go into her hand. Of a gagoy chatzera v'kafifu minayin. How do we know it's even good on top of a roof of a house? Or in a yard. Kafif, also another type of the yard, the porch. How do we know that the get comes into her property, that the get is good? I mean, how do we know this? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, V'nosan. Like Rashi says, Omidashin mikol makim anyway. So Rashi says, Mid loiksiv ubiyada yetinenu. The Torah code is said, in a hand you should put it. So that would be mashmar, it has to go into a hand. Why does the Torah say, v'nosan biyada? So v'nosan is mashmar mikol makom, any type of a nesina. Even though it's not in her hand, it's only in a chatzah, in her rishus, that's also considered a nesina. The Gemara says, and Tanya nam yachigabi ganef. We say in the same type of a chiddush by a ganef, if somebody steals something. Even if he doesn't make a kinyan, he doesn't pick up the geneva. It's just in his yard or in his house, and he's happy about it. He's over the issa geneva. It's the same thing. Ain li yelo yada. We only know the nimsa the yadai if we find the geneva in the person's hand that he's a ganef. He has kinyani geneva. What about if we only find the object gagoy chaser v'kafifoi in his roof, in his yard, or in his porch? Minayin, how do we know? Talmud loyme he motzei t'motze mikol makom. Any type of a finding, that's good. That the locha you called your koina, that a chotzer is koina, the geneva for you, and you call the ganef. The Gemara says, Tzrichi, I need this chiddush both places, by geneva and by get. The yashmin and gabe get, but only here, over here, by get, that's what her chotzer could be koina the get for her. Mishum the bar korcho megarsha. Because if the husband wants to, he could smidi raisa, he could put it into his wife's hands, even bar korcho. Even without her das, without her willing. Even if she doesn't want it. Still, the husband could force her to take the get. So therefore, maybe there's a chiddush that not only do you need her hand, but even into a chotzer, into a gag, is also called the kinyan for gershon. Avo ganev, ashenken, by ganev, when you steal something, to less say bar korcho. Nobody could force you to steal. Even if somebody throws something to you. But if you don't want to be kind of rich, you're not kind of, you don't become a ganev. If so, Emeloi, maybe there you only chai if your mamish pick it up and have it in your hand. And maybe if you don't pick it up, your something falls into your chotzer, and you have das to steal it. You want to be koinerit, maybe you're not koinerit. So therefore, I need a second person to tell me by ganef also, that a ganef's chotzer is koinerit for the ganef. Now, let it just say the ganef, no. Vi ashmin and ganef, I would have just said this chiddush by a ganef, mishum de konse rachmona. Because a Torah maybe gave him a kanas. In other words, you're doing something wrong. So you want to be more strict upon you, we give you a kanas, that not only when you pick it up in your hands, but even if Joseph is in your chutz or in your rishus and you want it, that you kinder it. Avul get. Mashenke, when you give your wife a get, a maloy, maybe there it's not enough just to put it into a chutz or into a property. Maybe there you have to put it into a hand, mamish. It's tericha. That's why I need the chiddush and the Torah two places. That not only giving your wife a get in a hand is enough, but even in a chutz or in her kinyan is also good for her. That's the question, Achrenim ready. How does the chotzer work? Does it work with her as a kinyan? A pshat is that she's koina the get. The get could be two ways, either in a hand, a mamish, or else a kinyanim. Or else maybe no, even a chotzer is also considered like a yod arichter, it's also considered like in a hand. The Mori asks the question though, chatzero, how could you say if the husband puts it into a chotzer? True, it's her nechse melug, property that she owned from before she was married, so she still owns it. But still, the klal is mashakon seisha korna baila. The owner, the husband, has the kinyan peiros of the property. Anything that comes in there, the husband's kainer it. So now that the husband puts the get in his wife's property, the hura, like it goes right back into the rishus of the husband. So why is that called the venosim? Why is that called the giving? Oh, you're not taking it out of your rishus. It's coming right back into your property again, into your rishus. So how is that called the good nesinas haget? So first of all, I want to say in summary, Ablaza, the Kaisavala Dinu Dvar mainly Benechsecha. That the husband wrote to his wife, and we'll soon see what he's talking about, I do not want to have the rights to be kind of your property. In other words, your property is yours completely, I don't own the Paris either. Therefore, when the husband puts it into her chatzah, she's the one that's kind of it completely. And this the Gemara asks, but Vichikasavala Hochi Mahevei, even if the husband now tells her now, like, so what? The Avaminah is, after the Nisuyin, after the husband already had the right to use her property, now he says he doesn't want it. So Gemara says, that's no good. To the Tanya we learned, Hoi Melechaveru, somebody says to his friend, a shutef, a partner, Dinu Dvar mainly Asadazu. I don't want to have any words about this property. As before you owned it, partnership, and now you want to say you don't want to have to do with it. Or else another lotion of Ein Liesek Bo, or else V'yodi Misalekes Imenu, my hand should be taken away from this, is Layama Klum, that's not saying anything. Because since you already own it, you can't just resolve yourself from it. Either you be mafkarit, you give it away for a present, or else you have to be mafkarit. But these words are no good. So how could the husband tell his wife, I don't want to have to do with your property. You already have the kinyan already. The Rabbanan gave it to you already. So Gemara says, Amri deveri abiyanai, the kaisav lo v'yodi arusa. We're talking about when the husband wrote this before he was zeicher in the property. When they only had eros and only kedushin before they made nisuyin. Halacha is, when does the husband have the right to use his wife's property? Only after the nisuyin. Here, before the nisuyin, after the erusin, the husband says, I don't want to receive the rights to use your property. And that he could do. Before he received it, he could say he doesn't want it. Prefer it's only the Rabbanan the Galocha. Okay, the Rav Kana like Rav Kana. The Yom Rav Kana. Nach lo ha-bola li-yod b'mokam achar. So Rashi says it means not a real Yerusha z'avoysa min ha-Torah. Not a type of Yerusha that a son yashins his father. But other types of Yerusha. Zonim with the Rabbanan. In such cases, a person can say he doesn't want it. If it's only with the Rabbanan are going to give it to you now, you have a right to say you don't want it. Look at the Rava, like Rava. The Yama Rava said, if somebody says,